Amen. Let's give him some praise in the house this morning. I love his spirit that I feel. Amen. God is worthy. Hallelujah. Amen. I loved what I felt up here a while ago while we were singing about. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Amen. I don't know what God's done for you other than what you testify to me about. But you don't know like I know. You don't know where God's brought me from. And the many nights that I've had to cry out unto him and say, God, here I am. And there he was. In the instant, he was right there to comfort me, to give me strength. Whatever I had need of, he was right there for me. Amen. We serve an awesome God this morning. And I've come to just testify of that. Because he's given us everything that pertains to this life and the one to come. He's given us an instruction manual called his word, the Bible. He's given us instructions. Bible stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. That's a good acronym for the Bible. And we must follow after that word. The Bible says that his word shall never pass away, but it shall forever be. Amen. So if his word is forever settled in heaven, his promises are yes and amen. And every instruction said all scripture is profitable, amen? It's given by inspiration of God, but everything that we have need of, we can go to the scriptures and find it. Whether it be for correction, instruction, no matter what we have need of, God said, right there it is in my word, amen? So we must be able to go before him. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. That's the problem with today's society. They are carried away with every wind of doctrine. Anything that feels good and that's going to benefit them more, that they jump ship and go to the next one. They believe this, they believe that. And once they get all of that, my Bible tells me that the devil is the author of confusion. Amen. And once they start believing all of these things, they don't know what the truth is. And that's exactly what the enemy wants this morning with you. He don't want you to know the word of God. But if we stand on truth this morning, we shall not fail. Because he is the chief cornerstone, and the world rejected him. The builders rejected him, the Bible says. But we know this morning that his word is forever settled in heaven. Amen. We can rest assured the promises of God are for you, for your children, and for your children's children. Amen. We need to start claiming what God has for us in his word. And that's the title of my sermon this morning is Tenacious in Tough Times. And I believe that's where we're at today. I believe that we have to be warriors. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Amen. A soldier don't sit on the pew and let somebody else take care of business. Amen. They've got an agenda. They've got orders that they must carry out. And we the same this morning. Our God has given us orders. He's given us commandments that we must follow. Amen. But this morning I want to talk real briefly about being tenacious in tough times. The word tenacious, if you go and look it up, the definition reads holding fast or retentive, persistent in an opinion or view, or just plain downright stubborn is what that comes to. The stubborn is one of the definitions, but that's what it all boils down to this morning, is that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God said he would raise up a standard, amen? And that we must be able to hear that voice of God and know. I talked about obedience is better than sacrifice, is what I was talking about in Sunday school this morning. I mentioned that. You know, and we all want to do the sacrifice. We all want to do the sacrifice that brings praise unto us, but we don't want to do the everyday things that God's already commanded us to do. He said, pray without ceasing. He's commanded us to search these scriptures out. He's commanded us to go and preach this gospel, to share the light that is within us. He's called us to be lights in this world of darkness. This is an everyday thing that God has commanded us to do. Amen. We are soldiers in this army this morning. And we must be, at times, tenacious. And how many know we're living in tough times today? Amen. Amen. You would have never thought, maybe even as as soon as 6 months or a year ago that we would be in some of the things that we're in facing today in the past couple months. The way this, the financial institutions, you would have never thought America would have been in this situation. Amen? But that just goes to show us that we must not put our trust and our hope in things of this world, but we put them in a living God. Amen? We put them in a God that is able to deliver us. No matter if the banks run out of money, God said He'd take care of us. Amen? He said, take no thought for tomorrow. He sent His disciples out. Jesus said, He said, you go without purse or scrip or money. He said, don't take nothing with you. He said, you take this gospel that I've given, what you've been learning while you've been sitting under my ministry. He said, you take that and give it away. He said, don't you worry about the rest. I'm going to take care of it. Amen. And there comes times in our life where we must be tough and we must hold fast that which has been instilled in us through the preaching of the word, through the reading of the word. Faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. We must increase our faith this morning, amen? Because tough times are getting tougher. And we, like I said, this world, they're looking, they're searching for an answer that answers all their problems. Sister Trina mentioned it a while ago. Jesus is the only one that can answer our problems this morning. Amen. He knows what you have need of before you even ask. So we must get a mindset and a mentality that we're going to be tenacious. We're going to be tough. We're going to be strong. We're going to hold fast that which has been given unto us this morning. Amen. For we are more than conquerors. We're not defeated this morning. And so many times I see, and I've even been there before, where we let the circumstances and the cares of this life just beat us down. They get so heavy on us because we have not given them to God. He said, cast your care upon me, for I careth for you. If we can look back at every situation and circumstance that we've ever faced, trial, temptation, dark place in our life, and we can find that if we would have went to the Word of God a little bit sooner, if we would have heard that voice that we sort of pushed off to the side, God was trying to instruct us, trying to correct us, whatever it was, and we've sort of pushed that to the side. I heard it said this week that the church on a whole is becoming more of a remote Christian. They come in and sit on the pews. They don't like what they hear. They hit the channel button. I don't want to hear what Sister Dallas says this morning. I don't want to hear what Brother Greg. We'll change the channel. They want a remote relationship with God where they can hit the mute button if they don't like what He's trying to tell them. And that's the flesh. That's all the flesh wants to do is please itself. But this morning, if we can get a hold of the Word of God, and in those tough times, we can be tenacious. We can be those Christians that will be persistent in our opinion or view concerning the kingdom of God. We must be persistent because the enemy's out there roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's wanting to destroy your faith this morning. But you must be tenacious. You must be strong in order to withstand the wiles of the enemy, the devices of the enemy. He said, be not ignorant of those, but that we must know how the enemy works. We cannot just push the enemy aside and act like he's not out there this morning, because he is a real enemy that is out there. He's wanting to kill you, to destroy you, your family, your finances, whatever he can get a hold of, he's wanting to try to destroy that. But mainly, he's going to try to destroy your faith, because if he knows if he gets your faith, then all the rest of the things are going to fall apart anyway. So if we can protect our faith this morning, putting on the shield of faith, amen? Amen. Back in Bible days, when they would go out to battle and they would fight war, they had these huge shields that they carried. And when the battles got close and the enemy was bringing in all the arrows and the darts and stuff, they would gather together. They would line their shields up all the way around them. Some of them would hold them up in the air, and they would create an armor around them that none of the fiery darts of the enemy could get to them. Amen? They would all collectively come together and unify together. That's why God stresses unity so much, because together we can put more of the enemy to flight. Amen? Together we can conquer more devils than we can alone. And he wants us to bind together this morning in unity, that we can conquer, that we can overcome the things that the enemy would send our way. But there's going to come a point in time in your life where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, and you're going to have to say, I've got to act tough in this situation. I can't just shove it under the rug and say everything's going to be all right. There comes time where we have to put a little bit of works with our faith, amen? Or yet we will die, because faith without works is dead. And if you don't apply your faith, soon your soul's going to be on its way to dying, because we're not going to be as close as we need to be in that right relationship God so desires this morning with each and every one of us. But we find many examples throughout the Word of God about men and women both that was tenacious in tough times. We are living, we all agree this morning that this is some tough times we're living in. But we can rest assured this morning, it's not a time to be fearful. That God's not giving us the spirit of fear this morning. We don't have to worry. He said, don't worry about tomorrow. We don't have the spirit of fear. God is going to take care of his children. If things get so bad here on earth, he's just going to call us out of here. And, you know, so winners either way, it don't matter to us this morning. But we have a job to do. God, I even had this conversation this week on the job. It was actually with a center man. And he was talking about... He likes to try me a whole lot of times, and I enjoy it because I like to just get the word out there, you know. He comes to me all the time with these questions, thinks he's going to, you know, trip me up, and sometimes I may not have the exact answer he asks, but I'll find some way to get the word of God in there and tell him how the love of Christ operates in my life. And it does not matter, you know, what goes on around us, but yet we must focus upon the Word of God, because that is the only thing that is true. This man come out on the job and he was talking about there were several things he was talking about, and he just kept on asking, you know, well, what about this? What about this? And I said, well. He was talking about another preacher, I believe it was. And he said, well, that preacher wanted to, he wanted to go to heaven. He said if God didn't, if they didn't do something, that God was going to bring him on to heaven, is what he said. And he was talking about a local man here. And I said, well, I'll put it to you like this. I said, if he is a preacher and he's called of God, he's got a duty and an obligation to preach the gospel. And I said, if God is done with him, then it's time for him to go on anyway, because he's just wasting his time down here. I said, because without God in the mix, and this is what I told him, I said, without God in the mix, you're not going to accomplish anything anyway. Your best day, you're not going to accomplish nothing unless God says you're going to accomplish something. Amen? He's still in control of this situation. Even in tough times, God is still in control. Amen? God knows how to take care of us. But I enjoy talking to the man because, you know, some people, and he can get aggravating sometimes. But, you know, you have to be patient with people. Somebody was patient with you, if you remember back. Somebody was patient with you. Somebody did some praying to get you in the kingdom of God, amen? Somebody was patient that you could spend eternity with your Lord and Savior. So if we, you know, sometimes we need to stop and think about that. You know, people that have the attitudes that really just get on our last nerve, you know, sometimes we have to endure a little bit of that just to get a little bit of the word in, amen? We have to count the cost here. Is it worth standing before God and answering him, saying, I put this man in front of you and you never witnessed to him just because he got on your nerves every day at work? I mean, we're going to stand and be held accountable for everything that we've ever done, every work, every idle word, everything that has ever happened in our life. We're going to stand before God and we're going to give an account of that. So how awful would it be to stand there and say, well, just because I didn't feel good that day, and that was his last opportunity to hear the gospel preached to him, How is that going to feel when we stand before God?